Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, since 1998, I've been working, been coming to Washington, D.C. for my annual pilgrimage during Small Business Week, and worked closely for many years with the Clinton and the Bush administrations, worked very closely with that SBA, those SBA organizations on small business issues and helping them with their mission. And one of the most enjoyable relationships I've ever had was during the 6 years that Hector Barreto was the administrator of the SBA. And of course he's moved on now, and he's now the president of the Latino Coalition. He's doing a great job over there, and he's still the thing I like about Hector is he's still been our good friend, and he's here with us right now. Hector Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jimmy. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Hector, and I want to congratulate you again on how you transitioned from, you know, a lot of times it's hard for people to go from, you spend 6 years in the government, it's hard to get back to the private sector, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Thanks, Jimmy. I remember my boss, the president, used to say, I may have moved to Washington, D.C., but I didn't leave my home. You know, I always knew that I was going to go back home and get into business, and that's really what my passion is, and I still love the work that we both do.
Yeah, absolutely, and your great work at the Latino Coalition. I know you're growing that organization all the time. So, tomorrow is a big day. You got a big event going on at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Tell the audience about it.
That's right. Well, you know, for the last couple of years, Jim, Latino Coalition and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have worked together on this Small Business Summit. Today's the second day. It's going to be a fantastic day. A lot of great speakers, like the CEO of Federal Express, the CEO of Sam's Club, of course, the CEO of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue. But tomorrow, Latino Coalition is going to have their economic summit in Washington, D.C. That's the last day of this week of events, and it's going to be incredible. You know, we're not a political organization. We're bipartisan. We have folks from all parties that come and see us. You know, today we have the administrator of the SBA. My successor is going to be here. Yes. James Carville is going to be here. But tomorrow I've got Mitt Romney and Marco Rubio coming over, and we're really excited about that. We've got hundreds of small businesses from all around the country that really want to hear their message for small business and what they're going to do to create the environment for us to get this economy going again.
Mm-hmm. So that's a coup there, Hector, to get the apparent nominee and somebody who's clearly on the short list for VP, Marco Rubio from Florida, Senator Rubio.
Well, we're really fortunate. You know, we've worked with these individuals in the past. As you know, when I was in the SBA, I worked with governors and congressmen, senators from all across the United States. We've kept those relationships, and we told them how special this week was going to be, Small Business Week in Washington, D.C., and we really wanted them to be with us, and they generously agreed, and so we're excited about that, and hopefully we'll make a little bit of news, positive news, tomorrow here in Washington at the Latino Coalition Economic Summit.
Now, when Romney speaks tomorrow, and it's at lunch, I think, as I remember, and I'm thank you for the invitation. I'm looking forward to being there. When he speaks tomorrow, is his message going to be toward the Latino community?
You know, I think he's going to talk about a lot of different stuff. I mean, obviously, he wants to talk about what his vision is for this country, what he's going to do to create the right economic conditions for small businesses, not just to get started.
For everyone,
to grow,
right?
Over the long term. I'm sorry?
Yeah. For everyone, not just
yeah, for everyone.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, you know, we talk about Latino Coalition. It's an organization that I'm very passionate about. But Latino Coalition is for everybody. I mean, yesterday we did a business matchmaking event. We had hundreds of small businesses here from every community, from, you know, all around the United States come and participate. So, you know, the purpose of Latino Coalition is to surround small businesses, especially in the Hispanic community, but all small businesses, with the tools that they need to succeed. And you talk about this all the time on your show. You know, it's just the basics. You know, they need capital, they need capacity, they need contracts, and they need to control their cost. And that's what we're all about.
Is there anything, though, that's unique about the Latino business community that they want to hear? Is there anything that really is something that's maybe a little bit unique about them, a little bit different about them that they want to hear from candidates?
Well, you know, a couple of things on that, Jim. You know, first of all, Latino Coalition is not it's not a generic community. I mean, it's a very diverse community. There's, you know, first generation, second generation, assimilated. The small businesses in the Hispanic community need the same thing that every business needs. They need more business. They need more opportunities. And they need to make sure that they understand, you know, how to plan for their business. There's still a lot of uncertainty in this economy. But I will tell you this. It's the fastest growing segment of small business in the United States. 3 million companies, doubling every 5 years.
Hispanics have become very entrepreneurial in the last decade or so, in a large degree to the awareness that you've brought them, Hector, and I congratulate you on that. But Governor Romney, I don't want to kick his coverage here. Governor Romney, from a polling standpoint, has got a little work to do with the Latino community, though, doesn't he?
Well, you know what? I hear that a lot. And I would also tell you that, you know, polls sometimes aren't worth the paper they're printed on. They're very fluid. And I remember they said that about President Bush in 2000. Now he's not going to get any Hispanic votes. And I remember they said that about him in 2004. You got to go out there and you got to ask for that vote. And, you know, Hispanics are patriotic Americans. And they want to know what the candidate's going to do, not just for, you know, the Hispanic community, but for the country. And the number one issues for the Hispanic community right now are economic issues. So we get diverted a lot of times on other issues, and there are a lot of important issues. But right now, where the rubber meets the road is economic issues. And I would say that's the same for everybody in the United States.
A rising tide floats all boats, doesn't it, Hector?
That's absolutely
okay, so
right.
And I've got about 40 seconds. I want people to be able to know about your organization and how they can join. Tell us how they can do that. Give us the website and everything.
Very easily. Please visit us online at thelatinocoalition.com. thelatinocoalition.com. By the way, if you're in the D.C. area and you want to come to lunch tomorrow, Wednesday, we'd love to have you. We still have a few tickets. It's going to be sold out. But please visit us. Keep track of us. And, Jim, thanks for everything that you do for our community, the small business community.
Thank you, Hector. You too. Right back at you. And I'll see you later today. Hector Barrero, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Latino Coalition and a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.